let's try this one. What's the unit of measurement of how much you don't understand something?
Why do I feel this is about to make fun of me?
No. A kilo what?
That's stupid. My kaleidoscope one was better.
Poor delivery.
Welcome to Intermission, a show about anything and everything band-related, proving that band is fun. My name's Kim Shuttlesworth.
And I'm Riaz Muhammad.
In today's episode of The State of Marching Band, we talk about Fun Day Friday and revisit content versus achievement.
Are you ready?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Hey, this is two Mondays in a row that we figure this out.
Doing a bare minimum.
Exactly. Exactly.
I was going to say doing our jobs, but.
But we're no. In, is this the third week of school now?
This is week.
Two and a half.
Two and a half. We started on Wednesday.
And we're still alive.
Yeah.
We're so excited about today.
Because what's today?
One of my BFs is coming to town.
Who is it?
It's Katie Van Doren.
I'm scared.
Hold on.
Yeah,
that was really loud. Jana's going to get on to me. Let me turn this down a little bit. That was better.
Applause for your applause. Yeah.
Thank you. I got the volume set, so do apologize for that. No, Katie Van Doren is coming to town. And
she's like Santa Claus. Yeah.
She is. She's band Santa Claus. Yeah. That's for sure. We're excited to have her out, that she could make some time for us this year.
She'll be here today and tomorrow.
It's true.
Tomorrow class.
Yeah. I want to know something, though. How scared are you of her coming?
Oh, I'm always afraid of Katie. Let's
let's call it
there's
like
nothing.
This.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she's great, and I love her, but she's a little scary.
How so?
She's Katie.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I get a little nervous, too. I never want to disappoint her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. But we're excited. She's coming in to work with our babies. And they're about to get exposed.
I mean, yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's true. She gave you a homework assignment, didn't she?
Which one?
What have you had to teach this week?
Yeah. Well, this last week, I'm in charge of choreo. And
why are you in charge of choreo?
Well, I need to be better at it. But I've been doing a disservice sometimes because I don't... I don't know my dance terminology.
No.
So I was right on the forced arch thing, but
you were not.
There's
you
this
were
one
not
thing.
Right.
Yes, I was.
No, you were right on the coupe, and that's about it.
We'll come back to that. There's this one thing that they do where it's just like shifting weight into the platform. I call it the Energizer Bunny.
I was wondering what you're doing down
there.
They
know what I'm talking about.
Energizer Bunny? Are you serious?
Yeah. Because it's like it's almost like an open second plie, but they just shift the weight back and forth four times.
It looks like a basketball drill move.
Yeah.
Like, dribble with your feet.
But they get it. Yeah, they get it. It's cute.
So if you're a dance person out there.
I'm sorry.
Because his coupes and his passes and all this kind of stuff.
All the A's.
Yeah. What is it called? Rondajon?
Rondajon. I don't know what that looks like.
Rondajon?
I can't even spell it. R? That's as far as I got.
Is Ron?
Is it an R?
I don't know.
I can't even Google it.
Hey, Siri.
Help.
How do you spell Rondajon?
Are you saying it right?
No, she thinks I'm saying Rhonda Jean.
That's Reba's cousin.
So,
don't fire me.
I won't.
I'm crying.
Needless to say.
It's been a fun week.
It has been. Listen, this past week, we started our fundraising campaign, which every band program in the world, I feel like, does these days.
At the same time.
At the same time. Everyone wants the same money
yep.
at the same time from the same people.
Yeah.
And It's hard here because Kapil doesn't normally do this a lot. So they're like, why are we doing this? And I'm like, you don't realize that we're odd for not doing it.
Yeah.
You know, but anyhow.
Also, we don't want to charge you more money.
Exactly. I don't want to take any more of your parents' money. But so I created an account. Well, actually, I didn't. But one of our booster treasurers created me an account so that I could actually see. This is previously. I could see what was happening. Mm-hmm. On the student side of things from our new platform that we use.
To track them, yeah.
To track. And to be able, like, if I send it this way, what does a kid see, right? And so anyhow, as this fundraising campaign starts, I thought, let me see what it looks like. And she had sent me a link to Pumpkin's page. Because if you're a kid in the program, it automatically auto-generates your fundraising page.
Yeah.
And so I click on it. And I was like, oh, it says add picture. So I'll pick a cute picture of P. So I put it in there and I was like, hey, help my friends, you know, whatever. And I said, okay, you know, so I just had it there so I could see, so on Monday we could show the kids, this is how you set up your page. So I set up Pumpkins, you know, and we get a day or two in and I thought, you know what? These kids don't know how to sell. Let me show them. So I started sending out. And some of you got it, and thank you for your donations. P's face, mm-hmm. right? And all of a sudden, I start getting some money. And I thought, okay, well, her birthday's Thursday, so I'm definitely going to make sure that people know it's her birthday. And that all she wants is to play with kids. Because she came to the band hall this week.
Yeah.
And she had so much fun. And the kids had so much fun. So I thought, you know, why not use her? Just kidding. But not at all.
You know you're not. No, I was going to say.
But then someone got a little jealous over here.
No, it's not jealousy. It's the spirit of competition.
Is that what it is?
I'm sorry. Aren't we all playing on the same team?
We are.
Okay. So stop talking trash. Oh,
sure. Anyhow, so Charlie, Riaz's dog, got a profile this week as well.
Charlie's also raising money for Kapil Band because I found that it's much harder to say no to a dog.
It is.
Evidently, than it is to me.
It's true. Listen, when Mama went to church yesterday, she felt moved to ask people for money. And Pumpkin raised so much money yesterday.
The Holy Spirit found you.
It did. It did. But also, I felt bad for Charlie. So what did I do, Riaz?
I'm looking at my recent donation. So yesterday afternoon, I saw a donation come through that says $25 from KS. I was like, KS, there's only one KS in my phone contacts. But the memo line says practice more. She can't practice. She doesn't have thumbs.
I meant that for her daddy. But she raised some money yesterday.
She did, yeah.
She raised $25 yesterday from me.
She raised $70 yesterday.
Oh, there you go.
But there's a donation on here from Reef. I don't know who that is.
I don't know either.
It's fine. Thank you for your donation.
Right. So anyhow, if you would like to donate to Pumpkin or Charlie.
Charlie or Pumpkin.
Charlie or Pumpkin, alphabetized. Sure. You can visit kapilband.com. Pumpkin is a clarinet player, and Charlie is a horn player.
She's a horn player. Yeah.
Pumpkin's in the top band. What's Charlie in?
The top. Last chair in the top band.
No, she's not. She's in.
Oh, did you put her in the second band?
I put her in the second band. Why? Because I told, when I made your profile, I thought, you know.
Thanks for doing that. I feel loved.
Yeah. I thought she should be in your band so she could learn from you, of course.
Cute. She doesn't. No.
So, anyhow, it's up. We're trying to raise funds for, as everyone knows, band costs are going up, and we just didn't want to...
band costs, the cost of everything.
That is true.
Still, except gas.
Is it going down right now?
Yeah, at the gas pump, it's much
cheaper. Won't last long.
I'm turning into an old man.
Yeah. Did you fill up at Costco or something?
No.
That's Brandon.
Yes.
Did you go to Costco?
Did go to Costco.
This weekend?
Yes.
That's nice.
Because we had a pool morning, and then we really wanted pizza. So we just did it. And we were responsible and also picked up some Liquid IV because, you know, marching band.
I picked up Liquid IV too this weekend. But That wasn't even the best part of the week last week. So the fun dog challenge was one part. But the other fun part was what we like to call bonding with the children.
Sure.
Or
Fun Day Friday?
Fun Day Friday.
What do we do on Friday?
We had a grilled cheese challenge. All based off of a kid that said that they weren't sure that they liked grilled cheese. And they, you know...
As a resident fat kid.
You're not going to be able to say that much longer. True. You look great.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You too. I was kind of offended when she said that. And right then and there, I felt moved to prove her wrong.
It's true. She started talking smack about grilled cheese.
Yeah. So we set it up.
We did. We had a challenge. Riaz and I went to the store. I brought a portable burner.
That didn't go so well last time. But
last time anyway. I said that it was inappropriate. But portable burner. And we each brought our own skillet and spatula and things like that, supplies. And then we went to the store and we got different types of bread, different types of cheeses. I got some apple and salami. You got pickles.
Pickles and mayo.
Buttered pickles and mayo.
Buttered pickles, yep.
And anyhow, so we around lunchtime, here comes, it's basically the seniors, some of the seniors.
Yeah, so in our little hallway out here, we reserve it for seniors, and usually for lunchtime, so they can come down here and sit and not have to sit in the cafeteria. But lately, during lunchtime, it's been about, what, maybe 10 kids that come out here? And we sit out here, too. We sit out there and have lunch with them just to get out of the band hall in the office.
But also to catch the vapors that want to come to our bathrooms.
Yes. So we set this up on our little loading dock outside, expecting to have maybe 6 kids. The ones that really know about the grilled cheese.
Right.
And then, so we're sitting there cooking and I'm, you know, prepping everything. And I look up and there's like 30 chairs for all these kids trying to sit on the dock.
Listen, it was such a fun day. It was hot though. We had to get a fan.
Yeah.
But so let's talk about our grilled cheese. Apparently my flavor profiling was good, but my preparation was not. And you were good all around for the most part.
Talk about your grilled cheese. How do we make your grilled cheese?
Okay, so I made 2 different kinds. Didn't you make 2 as well?
I did.
Okay.
I experimented, but yeah.
You made 1 with different things.
Yeah.
I made 2 totally different ones. So the first one I made, which I messed up, I had to redeem myself with. I cut the first one I made was with brie, gouda, just regular gouda, not smoked gouda, and Granny Smith apples.
Words.
Yeah, on a French bread, and I just cut the apples a little too thick, but the flavor profiling was there, definitely there.
Yes.
And then the second thing that I made was same bread, American cheese plus, how do you say it? Munster cheese and salami with mayo. And I made that and that seemed to be a hit. I guess where I got a 9.25 on.
Yeah. So again, we talked about how competitive our kids are, but they are also very brutal in their
honesty
and in their rubric.
I got a 4.0 on the original apples, and I was like, absolutely.
Just because you didn't slice it thin enough.
Yeah, but the flavor was good.
Yeah, I didn't think it warranted a 4 because I tried it. I was like, it's good.
Right? So Riaz, but to start off, Riaz starts his grilled cheese first, and we look over, and that man is...
going at it. Just like in the zone.
The Italian seasoning was the first thing I was like, oh God, here he goes.
Yeah. Listen, come prepared or don't come at all.
He takes out of his bag all these spices. I was like, what is going on? I was like, you're adding spice? I was like, Italian? I mean, I get it. Italian bread.
It was a little over the top looking back at it, but it was worth it.
He was eating it up because they were filming him. Oh, you loved it.
Yeah. Who's that chef that every time he cooks, he's like, bam. I was that guy. The fact that I know that
is a problem.
So sourdough bread.
Yes.
Mayo on the outside to get a good like crust. Then you put butter on the inside, whatever cheese you want, and then Italian seasoning, honey, red pepper flakes. Easy.
Yeah.
And then if you're wanting to feel a little spicier than that.
Wait, what kind of cheese did you use?
Oh, I use a variation. American cheddar was most of it with cheese product.
Yeah, not even real cheese. This is
Kraft.
This is the cheese that sticks to the wall.
Listen, if you have to play to your strengths, or and a strength was playing to the judge's palate, they're kids. Kids love fake cheese.
That's true. They'd love anything. Should just put some Cheese Whiz on it.
I mean, I thought about buying a can of Cheese Whiz, but no, it's fine. I couldn't do the sodium.
Meanwhile, I have a gourmet sandwich going on, and he's got Velveeta cheese slices, which obviously I should have known I was going to lose at that point.
Sticks to your ribs.
It's true.
It's good.
He has so proud of himself with the cheese pull apart.
Yes. Go on Instagram.
The fact that you shared that video, that picture.
Listen,
the most.
A kid took all those photos, and they were amazing.
Kids are watching us. Like, we have two tables out there, and there's a panel of people just sitting there watching us cook and filming everything.
And every time I sliced it, you get the crunch, and they're like, ooh.
They make everyone be super quiet and hear the...
Yeah. It's amazing how we get anything done here.
It is true.
It's fine.
So we did that, and then what was your second sandwich? The same thing, but what?
Oh, the second thing was without the honey. But you replace it with bread and butter pickles?
Mm-hmm.
But you like dice it fine. So it's almost like a relish. It's very good.
I will say it was pretty good, I thought.
People were hating on it. And then, so that was my lowest score the first time I made it. And the feedback was more pickles. And who would have thought?
Right. Who would have thought to put more pickles in it?
So invested in this.
Yes. Listen, we listen. And so I remade my apple.
So did I.
I remade my apple one, and that one got me a 9.25.
Significantly higher, yeah.
When I sliced the apple shorter.
Like, wow, half an apple slice gives you 5 points?
Yeah, it does. Slicing that sucker up. So I was inspired. I didn't tell you this, because I was taking pictures of the food I made this weekend.
Yeah.
So I made homemade hamburgers. I made grilled cheese for lunch for my dad yesterday, and I made it... not with Munster, with two different types of cheddar and salami and mayonnaise and butter. And he was like, this is a really good sandwich. I was like, thanks. I got sourdough instead. Sourdough is definitely the bread to go. The French bread was a little too wimpy. Right.
Mm.
It was a little too wimpy. It would be good with just a normal sandwich. It wouldn't be good with a grill, like having to grill it. But I got a really good crust on it. I should have taken a picture. I didn't have my phone near me, but my crust looked like yours. And I was like, I feel so good about myself because I know that Ria's would be proud of my crust.
That's funny. A Friday dinner.
Did you make grilled cheese?
I had to make grilled cheese.
But did Kim want it?
Yeah, she was jealous. She's like, why didn't you tell me you were making it? I was like, I told you. She would have came by during lunch.
Oh, so she could have some. We did make it for our principals.
Oh, yeah. Yep. A hit.
We may have delayed class.
No, we didn't.
A little bit.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't at all. If you're listening to this, we practiced the whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah. But anyhow, that was fun. And that made that kid's day. And kids had fun. And that, I think that's part of it, too, is like them seeing us be human and get excited about some of the stupid stuff that they do.
Mm-hmm.
I think is all about it. Now,
it was also really nice because we had a Friday night off, too.
We did.
Which helped.
It did help that we had Friday night off. I'm interested to see what challenge they want next.
I'm not, because somehow I burned the snot out of my left index finger.
And then you sliced.
And then it was a deep cut.
Do you need stitches?
No, I'm a big boy. But I was cleaning the knife, and I didn't realize how sharp and heavy that knife was. And I don't remember the last time I cut myself, but...
It hurt.
Ooh, she got me good.
She did. Yeah. So we'll see. I cooked. So did you cook this weekend?
I did. Yes. And I meal prepped. What? I can't. What? Why can't I remember what I made? I made this really good, like, spinach Alfredo gnocchi.
Oh, that sounds good. Ooh. Why didn't you bring me any?
Good point.
Yeah.
I'll make some next time and bring it. Because it had onions.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. You know, I don't really like onions. No, let's see. What did I do? Saturday night, I made homemade burgers. And I got some steak fries and air fried them. Mm. I'm really good at fries in the air fryer now.
Yeah. It's air fryers are too easy.
Game changers, yeah. Right? And then what else did I do? Oh, so I made grilled cheese for my dad on Sunday for lunch. Then I meal prepped chicken, green beans, and rice. Mm. And then I cooked for my dad a steak, a New York strip, and
yeah, that looked good.
Green beans and whipped mashed potatoes. And let me tell you, my potatoes are next level now. I challenge anyone to my mashed potatoes right now, except for Hillside Grill, because those are just unbeatable.
Hillside Grill.
It's this. Okay, we gotta go.
Okay.
For their potatoes.
Is that here in town?
It's in Flower Mound, but yeah.
Okay.
Anyhow, because the potatoes are a little too small for my taste of like it being with the steak, so I decided I would just make mashed potato, and proportionally it would be better because I could make it go farther. Yeah. Right. And so I did that. I boiled butter in the water with the potato. So it was butter water. Right? And then I put it into my mixer. And I added, you know, maybe a fourth a cup of milk to it. Salt, pepper, butter. And then
butter.
And then a dollop of sour cream. And mixed it. And it made it a really nice texture. And then I put a little bit more sour cream and milk into it. And then pepper, a little more salt and pepper. And that sucker just fluffed up. And they were so good.
I might be salivating. That's weird. That's weird.
It's weird.
I like how for the last 20 minutes we've been talking about food.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to. You have to have an outlet.
That's not a good outlet.
Making food?
Yeah, it's true. Are you one of those types of people that will sit there and make food, and by the time you're done making, you don't even want to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was me last night. I was like, yeah. I'm so tired.
You just eat because you have to.
I looked at the kitchen. I was like, I've messed up so many dishes. But my dad is wonderful about cleaning. Steve is the best. I helped him because I felt really bad because there was stuff everywhere.
Mashed potatoes on the ceiling.
Yeah, mashed potatoes everywhere. You know, but it was a good meal. He thanked me for it. He's always thankful. So.
Oh, so to wrap up the food part of the podcast, Doug Bush asked us this question a while ago, and I want to ask it on the air because the thing that Libby and I do is we ask each other weird questions, so this kind of tracks too.
Okay.
So his question was, if you were stuck in a bathtub full of some type of food and you had to eat your way out, what is it?
I think I said pudding the last time.
That sounds right.
But I think I might change my answer.
To what?
Well, I guess I have a question. Does it always stay cold or hot or in the tub?
Sure. I don't know. It's your scenario. Don't overthink it. 3, 2, 1.
Chocolate ice cream.
Ooh,
Dutch chocolate.
Oh, that's really specific.
Yeah.
Mine was just ice cream in general.
Or those like Dutch chocolate, Bluebell Dutch chocolate ice cream bars.
Never had them. Oh, like the pure chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, those are good.
Yeah, got just a whole bunch of those maybe.
Okay, have to stop.
I would get diabetes real quick, but, you know, it would be so good. Or my mashed potatoes I made last night. I was debating between ice cream and mashed potato because I had bad pudding at that buffet, yes, so I don't want pudding anymore.
The fact that we went to a buffet. Mashed potatoes is too dense.
Not mine. Mine were fluffy.
I feel a little nauseous thinking of eating my weight in mashed potatoes.
But an ice cream, it's okay.
Yeah. Diabetes.
Okay. All right, let's get to the subject at hand.
Banned.
What you all maybe started talking about 23 minutes ago with us.
Yeah.
But we're going to revisit a little bit about marching band and maybe some popular or unpopular opinion. So I have been asking, so the last question I asked you was about content.
Content versus achievement.
Yeah. Content versus achievement. Now, I've asked this question to multiple people now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you asked the question?
I actually have not, no.
So a lot of, so we asked some kids, what did the kids say?
I don't remember. Did we?
Yeah, we did. And they said they would choose the shorter show as well. Right. So I was on the phone with a dear friend today. I will leave their name out of it.
Sure.
Who is a great judge around the country. And I asked that question. I said, tell me, walk me through what you would do in this situation. Like, would you credit? The situation was you got, let's say it's 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Basically fully produced. Everything seems to be decent, right? And you get a 6.5 minute show that is, you know, filled in 80%. Music is kind of there. You can see the whole picture. And the question was, what sheet am I judging from? And I said, judge from effect, you know. And if you look at sheets, if you're one of those people, if you studied to the rubric, the 4 minute show is going to win.
Yeah.
Potentially. But there is argument for the 6 minute show if you're not standing there and playing, like if it's filled in to a certain extent, you know, but you're talking about a show that's got 4 minutes of everything's filled in from color guard choreography to band body.
And we're under the assumption that the 4 minute show is a little more polished than the 6 minute.
Yeah. It's a little bit more polished because. According to the sheet, you can answer the questions a little bit better.
Because everything's more clear.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it begs the question of how do you prepare your marching season? And this is a great question. And I think about this question a lot because Jerry asked me to watch this General Effect video. Stunningly good.
Well, yeah.
Everything he does
good
is good.
At what he does.
It's kind of annoying sometimes.
Yes.
Hi, Jerry, if you're listening. Anyhow, and it just got me thinking this weekend about like what is most vital about what we do right now. As the school song plays in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So, because we're not at a stall right now.
We're in the refinement stage.
Yeah, but there's something we said about the progress of the learner, right? So this is, I think this is what we battle with as band directors sometimes is knowing when you build your timeline of when your first performances are, or maybe when your first competitive performance is, if you're competing, you look at like, okay, this week I have to do this. This week I have to do this because we have to have this amount on and we have to do this and this and this. And so you build your whole educational philosophy around that pattern, which is great, like you having a path and a direction to go. But I do think that there is pause for question about product excellence, no matter the time of year. Because I totally see the point of giving credit to someone that has a ton on the field and they're showing you more and you're seeing it. It's just not as clean. Like I get it because I've been that band before. I've done it that way before. I'm contemplating not doing it that way. Not necessarily based on the answers of the judges that I've asked or like just friends that I've asked. And everyone seems to be confused about it because they don't really know what to do.
Yeah. But I also think that the whole unfinished show idea is just a very large variable in the adjudication process because there's a lot of times where you'll sit there and go, oh, I understand where this is going to go. But then there are instances where...
But is it their job? That's the question at that point. You're supposed to judge the show of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're supposed to judge what's in front of you. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you know where it's going if you're only given a certain amount of
Well, that's what I'm saying. The hard part is you only have to judge the thing that's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's something that I've been thinking about too. Like your content score could be higher, but your achievement level isn't, because your product isn't just there yet. Now, like 3 weeks from now, that could be a different story. But I still think about that 4-minute show that is close to being, you know, polished, and it's a little bit more sophisticated than the 6-minute show, and I'd still put my eggs in that basket.
Because of the word consistently?
If that's what I'm being asked to adjudicate, yeah.
I mean, like on your rubrics?
Yeah.
Rarely, sometimes, always?
Always.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It is hard, and it's hard, I think, as teachers, because I think we've all been there where we see shows that are not anywhere near completed to maybe what ours are sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we ask ourselves, if we're all being really honest, we ask ourselves, how is that still beating us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We right? get so tied to that number.
Right.
Even on the first show.
Exactly. And I don't know. I think I'm, oh my gosh, I need to use my words. I think that I am thinking about it differently now. Because I think we're just thinking about multitude of, we want to get everything out there so we can get a read on it.
Mm-hmm.
Versus we want them to see what it's supposed to be like. And then they'll know that in the future it will look like blah. Thoughts?
I mean, it makes sense. Because clearly the content is there. You're just trying to now increase the achievement level.
Now, what about level of content? Difficulty is what I'm talking about. Level of difficulty. Should that matter?
I think, I mean, I would say yes, but I think the most important thing is how it relates to the achievement level. Because if you put everything out there and your content is high and like the show is difficult and your demand, you're asking them to do these high level things, but they're not achieving it, is that worth it at that point?
Okay, let me ask it this way.
Sure.
Woodwind feature.
Mm-hmm.
One of them has eighth notes and a few 16th notes. They play it super clean with choreo. The other one has lots of 16th notes and eighth notes and complex rhythm and time change, and they're doing it with choreography, but it's not clean. It's not as clean. It's recognizable. It's just not as clean.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what to do then.
I mean, the variable is also the time of year, too, and where you are in the season. If we're talking first show, I wouldn't say water it down for the higher content group, but like try to assess ways that, I mean, that's hard, because as an adjudicator, you can't sit there and say you have to do these things, because it's all a matter of opinion at that point.
Don't you love our thoughtful conversations?
I mean, yeah, because it gets me to think.
Yeah.
About what I'm being asked to do.
Did you just hit yourself?
I did. It's fine.
Yeah. So that's a topic that, you know, I think could be discussed for hours.
Oh.
By not only judges, but also by bands, because I think a lot of the time, we as directors don't really know what's being evaluated and why it's being evaluated, you know?
Which I think is important to teach your children the sheet and familiarize yourself with the sheet. Like right. Here, we talk about it. Contest week and leading up to contest week, we'll put the sheets up and say, okay, where do you think you are on this sheet based mm-hmm. on that rep? and we'll throw it up there and say, okay, how many people think you're box one here, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they at least understand what's being asked.
So are we doing what we hate is being done in academics?
I think so.
By teaching to the test,
mm-hmm.
and the test is the sheet.
Yeah. But I think that's a cyclical thing. It'll continue to happen no matter what.
I can't say that word.
Cyclical?
Cyclical. No, that's not how you say it.
It is.
No, I didn't say it right.
Sure.
Yeah. It's tough.
Because what, our show is a month away?
Mm-hmm.
First show?
Yeah. First show is basically a month away. We have to decide what to do.
What are you leaning towards?
Right now, we have a good chunk of the show on.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a performance on Friday. So I'm really thinking about that performance of how we present ourselves to our community. Because that's just as important to me right now as you know, the contest that's coming in a couple of weeks. And so I think that we're going to hit pause for 2 seconds and we're going to just work and clean. Because like everyone knows, a ballad takes a long time, especially...
A 2024 ballad?
A 2024 ballad, you know. And it's the whole... You see it... We all know that we're influenced by DCI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
We just it's great and it's awful all at the same time. And I say that even as a judge, it's because you, like, on the road this season, I just looked at the complexity when I was on the ground of, like, what a kid is being asked to do in terms of simultaneous responsibility, but then also in the art form of, like, creating artistic expression through not only sound but through body. And that used to just be reserved for what, color guard or dancers, mm-hmm. or whatever. And now it's not reserved for anyone. It's open to everyone to be able to do it. And so trying to get your kids and get high school kids to be comfortable with that, it takes time.
I think the activity is such at a new level, like a high level, that we're seeing so many cores come out doing all this artistic stuff. But I also think that, yes, DCI pushes high school marching band a lot, or the activity in general, and kind of leads the way. But I think the thing that we don't pay attention to at the front of our brains is the fact that you think about a drum corps. It's probably, in most circumstances, better funded.
Mm-hmm.
The staff alone is much larger than, like, say, your average high school.
Who doesn't have techs?
Who doesn't have
techs? Maybe has one or two.
There's one or two, like a wind instructor and a percussion instructor.
Mm-hmm.
But they're expected, or the expectation, I should say, is similar to that group that is like 10 miles down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Who's twice their size, with twice the staff, with twice the resources. So, I mean, I understand having to teach in like a program. Granted, it was middle school, but a program like that my first year to, you know, the program that I'm in now, it's two totally different sides.
So it's the have and have nots, just like education.
Yes. I agree with that. Yeah.
So where's the fairness?
I don't think there is.
Interesting.
Like, look at the whole electronics debate that's been around since somebody wheeled a speaker out. There are programs out there that can't afford all of that.
So they have a competitive disadvantage or an educational disadvantage?
I mean, I think it's... I mean, baseline, I think it's the competitive advantage, because the audio stuff enhances the product. Now, where you choose to spend your money... That's a different thing, because last year was my first year or first season getting out and seeing, well, like a judge for U.S. bands. And that is a little bit of a different contest than compared to like a BOA school.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing what's like a different sample of what's out there, there's hardly anything such as equity in what we do. Just because there's different levels at which people can... like talking monetarily, I guess. There are some programs that do so well without all the big flashy things that everybody else has. Like, there are programs that will come out there in their, you know, 12-year-old classic traditional uniforms and just play. But then you have that next group that is comes in twice their size with costumes and uniforms and eight different flags.
And they win.
And they win.
Because why?
Does it? Do we think it ties into content versus achievement?
Maybe.
Their content is higher?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's a hard question.
It's all cyclical.
Yeah. Like, it's like, because they have more, you can judge it better.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm playing devil's advocate in this quest, you know.
I don't know that there is an answer.
I do know it's a problem.
Yes. Yeah. Because the schools that have are going to constantly want to keep up with people who push the activity,
mm-hmm.
because it's a thing of like, I want my image to be seen. It may not, you may not communicate it that way, but if
mm-hmm.
like we all know there are programs out there that are talked about all the time,
right?
Because they are the ones that are pushing the activity at mm-hmm. the high school level.
Right.
But when is enough enough?
I don't know.
We also do it to ourselves.
We do. And our parents do it too as well. Yeah, like we're all in it. It's not it's not a band director problem.
No.
It's not a judge problem.
It's a band community.
It's a community problem of, you know, a parent goes to a contest and they see this band has this.
Why don't we have that?
And then they notice that band wins and mm-hmm. they think, oh, if we have these things, then
it must be because of this.
It must be because of this. And so let's raise more money and let's do this and this and this. So it is an ongoing process, an ongoing cycle between us trying to figure out how we get back to it just being education.
And I mean, yeah, I get it. And I had this conversation during the summertime when I went into training for band, US bands. Like, I've seen programs that I really think we should pay attention to where we put our money. Because there are programs out there that will come out wearing like a show specific costume or uniform and look like $1 million.
We do that.
But they don't sound like it.
So what are you saying?
So I'm saying, like, pay attention to where you put your money, because I think the education of the kid and the elevation of what that kid is able to do is a much better payoff than it is making them wear something that's flashy.
Do you know something that I think that I saw this summer that really impressed me that kind of talks through that?
Mm.
Is the rebirth of Santa Clara.
Mm.
No props.
Yeah, let's keep going with that.
Uniform was minimal. Like, it was minimal.
Yeah.
Right? Nothing super crazy about it. And they invested, after being away for a year, they invested in having staff all the time.
Yep.
Basically. And you could tell.
More bang for your buck.
Because, you know, they had recruitment late. They had, you know, all of this different stuff because they announced they're coming out later. And I think they did a marvelous job of entering back into the activity and still maintaining their tradition of excellence of being in the top 10 or, you know, whatever it is for them, still making finals after having a year out and having to start a show every single time they'd go on first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's something to be said about that, because that's kind of what you're talking about. Yeah. They put all their money in their people to make their kids better.
I mean, at the end of it, that's such a hard thing to argue with, because at the end of the day, your program's only going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And then think about your like 5-year timeline. If you invest in that in 4 years, sure, maybe that fifth year, buy them new uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Put it all out there, because your program's at a different level now than it was 4 years ago.
Right.
I don't know. I just think we need to look at what we choose to invest in sometimes.
Fair.
Because as a new teacher getting into this like 10 years ago, paying $12,000 for a singular prop was a hard pill to swallow when I could only hire like 5 tech staff.
Right.
No.
I remember when I raised the prop bill at Bowie. because I needed that beehive made. But I wanted to get around the district rule of it was over 10,000.
Yeah.
You'd have to go through all these bids. So he gave it to me for $9,750 and drove it for free here to save us money. And that was the beginning of the end for us, I guess.
I don't know.
That was when the big props started coming. I mean, we did the planets in 12. I made Amy drive all the way to Dallas to get those suckers.
Listen, my first year was with 30 chairs. Having to hand paint all of them.
It should have just been one. Band.
Listen, we don't need to talk about that. That was 9 years ago.
That's true.
The whole prop thing. Man, I'm going to get canceled.
But I think it's good that we all have these opinions about it, you know.
But nobody, like, talk. I think people don't want to talk about it.
Why?
Because we all just want to go back to our band halls and just do what we do and leave me alone, leave me unbothered, leave me unchecked. I'm just going to go out and do my thing. And I get it. I totally understand that argument. But I think, like, first, this is going to be really... I think this is going to come off a little cocky, but like, stop.
What?
But like, I think the bigger programs have a responsibility to say at one point to say, let's take this trend a different direction.
Enough is enough.
Yeah. And that's what and full disclosure, I didn't really pay a lot of attention to DCI this summer, but noticing that there are people coming out with less and less props.
Mm-hmm.
Put your money in the education of the of your program, of your kids. Let's continue that trend.
He drops the bomb on.
I mean, yeah. Maybe I'm just talking into the void, but
no,
I'm
get
sure
it.
There are people out there that would agree.
I think the question is how. How do we turn the tide?
I mean, change the sheet.
What about the sheet says props?
No, I'm just saying, like, place emphasis on something else. Or I think multiple people have to come to an agreement and say, we're just not going to do this.
I think I get where you're going with the sheet, but the sheet has nothing to do with props.
Yes, it's props.
Every sheet is based on student achievement and student content. Except maybe the general effect, you can see things that tie in together. But you're saying that...
I'm not saying that it's the sheet specifically.
Okay.
I think it's more about people sitting down and saying...
The director rubric.
Yeah. This is what I'm willing to do. That's it.
Okay.
There are also people who view competition differently. There are people who just want to go out there and get after it, which, good for you. If that's what you're about, have at it.
So what are you about, Riaz Muhammad?
I'm about emphasis on the kid being better. Like, I think if you, it's just like any corporation, if you invest in your worker, the product at the end will be better.
Because they'll want to make the product.
Yeah, you don't have to slap new labels and make it look shiny for it to be attractive. You can just be good at what you do. And if you're not good at what you do, sit down and reevaluate it. How do you change that? Because I can go online and buy like a refurbished iPhone for half the price. It looks the exact same. It works pretty close to the exact same, but I don't know where I was going with that.
Is it because you want a new phone?
I mean, I do need a new phone, but I just saw my phone sitting there. I don't know where I was going with that. Let's walk that back.
Because you're saying you're going to do something half price for almost the same quality, but I think you're trying to say you want the best quality you can get.
Yeah. Let's go with that. Yeah.
You have no idea what you're doing.
No.
I've made you think too much this morning, haven't I?
No. because some of this stuff has just been on the front of my brain and that I've been honestly too scared to say out loud sometimes.
And so we chose our podcast to say it out loud.
I'm speaking into a microphone. As I'm holding it closer to my face.
I know. I feel like he's about to start eating it. That's how he hurt his teeth earlier.
That's fine. Yeah.
Listen, this is a huge topic of debate.
I want to know your opinions, though. If you're listening to this and you have an opinion, sure, you have to share it with us.
How are we going to get him to share it?
Intermissionbandpod23@gmail.com. You can Facebook me.
Or me.
Or her.
And
Instagram. The gram.
It's true. I need to make the Instagram intermission. Oh, I forgot to do it. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll make it today. But anyhow, we're excited about.
It's a really long podcast.
That's because we talked about cheese for a very long time.
True. That's the hook.
The hook is the cheese. And now we've talked more serious about stuff. Listen, it is something that keeps me up at night right now is determining the pace of which educational growth should happen and how to make a kid feel successful regardless of the length of the product. Does that make sense?
And my last tag, I'll say everything is getting more expensive.
Right.
Stop making band exclusive. Make it accessible.
So donate to fundraisers?
Donate to fundraisers. Charlie would really love your help.
We put a basketball thing
up. We did.
And so to end this session, I'm going to see if I can make it. The last time I shot it, I made it. Let's see. I'm not going to make it. Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
No, I'm definitely not making it today.
And with that, friends.
We hope you have a great Monday.
We bid you adieu. Bye.
Bye.